Gertov, everyone, last time in the introduction to Simon Reish Ayin Vav, we talked about the two different parts of the Isser of Amira La'akum. We talked about the Isser of Amira itself, that you're not allowed to ask a goy for you to do something for you on Shabbos. And then more, what we're going to focus on right now in Simon Reish Ayin Vav is the Isser Hanaz that goes along with if a goy does malacha for you on Shabbos. We talked about the different reasons why Amir La'akum is Aser, why Chazal Asered the Hana of malacha that was done by a goy. And even that's going to be also the Kadesh Yasu for the time it takes for the malacha to be done. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbos to go ahead and do that malacha. Let's see over here. Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Sifal, page 110. Ein a Yehudi Shehidlik is a Ner Bishvil Yisrael. If a guy goes ahead and lights a candle for a Jew on Shabbos, Aser Lako. Everyone, it is going to be Aser for all Jews to benefit from that malacha, afilu mishlo hudihidlik bishvilo. Not only for the person the goy was lighting the candle for, but even for other Jews also cannot get benefit from it. Therefore, the Isser of Hana goes on everyone. Now, very important nekuda over here though, the Mishnah Berurah does make an important chiluk in Sifkat and Gimel. Three lines down. He says, v'chein kol Isser d'rabon. There's a chilik between malacha d'arais and d'rabbanan, even though a goy is not allowed to do malacha, even d'rabbanan for a Jew, but by the isser of hana of it, only by an isser d'araisa, everyone cannot get benefit for. By an isser d'rabbanan, if the goy does an isser d'rabbanan for a Jew on Shabbos, there, it's only going to be usser for the person, the Jew that the goy was doing the malacha for. Everyone else, it is going to be mutter. So that's an important chiluk over here between the rabbanan and the rais. Let's go weiter over here. Says the Rama, ve'ein chiluk v'zeh ve'ein katzav lo schar lo katzav. Says the Rama that there is no difference between whether you pay the guy to do malacha or you don't pay the guy to do malacha. Either side has a tzad chomer to it. Either way, it's going to be us. Osha asab bekablonos of ischiras, or whether he's getting a portion or he's not getting a portion. Okay, you're renting it, he's not renting it. All these different things that even if the guy is getting benefit from the malacha itself, therefore you could say he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for the malacha for himself because he's being paid for it. No. If he's doing it for the Jew, it's still going to be asar. We'll get to a very important in the chiluk in a little bit. Dehova Yisrael nena mablacha atzma b'shabbos. Since the Jew is getting hana from the malacha, very important, he's getting hana from the malacha, that is going to asar b'chol inyan, it is going to be asar in all times. That is set up for us, the isser that we've talked about, that we talked about in the introduction over here. We see over here clearly from the Mechaber and the Ramah, you're not allowed to get hana from malacha that was done by a goy on Shabbos. Now the Mechaber switched. Now we start with all the Yotzei Mina Klal, all their exceptions to the rules over here, when it is not an Isser of Hana, when a goy does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. That's what we start over here. Aval, imid liku litzar kov. So the first heter over here is, if the goy light does the malacha for himself. If the goy is doing the malacha for his own benefit, not for the Jew's benefit, for his own benefit, even if a Jew is also going to get hana from it, that's heter number one, when the goy goes, but tzorach atzmo, therefore it is going to be mut. Shmir Shabbos, kehilchasa, perek lamed alachal mam zayin says, that once, let's say the goy turns on the light for himself, okay, you're somewhere, and the goy turns the light for himself, a Jew could even ask the goy now, don't turn it off, because now I'm getting hana from it, since the malacha originally was done by the goy for himself, you could ask the goy not to undo the malacha. That's going to be permissible because you're not asking him to do malacha. You're asking him not to do malacha. That's going to be... Now, this is an important point over here. Now, this is what I wanted to focus on. I said this is a very fine chiluk. There's a difference between when the malacha was done for the Jew or what the goy is trying to do is for the Jew, but the malacha is for himself. Here's the chiluk. Let's say you have a goy that comes to your house every Shabbos to wash the dishes. Okay, washing the dishes is permissible for a goy to wash your dishes on Shabbos. Why? Because there's permissible ways of washing the dishes. If the goy chooses, let's say to do wash the dishes in us, he uses a good sponge that we're not allowed to use. Okay, he could do it without a sponge. That's for himself. That malacha is for himself because he wants to do the job quicker. Okay, so therefore it's going to be permissible then. But more than that, let's say the kitchen light is off and the goy now turns on the light in order to wash the dishes. Even though washing the dishes is for the Jew, turning on the light is for himself, so he could wash the dishes. Therefore, it's going to be permissible, even if he turns on the light now in the kitchen. In order that he could wash the dishes, I could go ahead and read a book now in the kitchen, because the original malacha was done for himself, it was done for the guy's sake, not for the Jew's sake. So you always have to know the Metzias over here, why the guy comes into the room and sees you're struggling reading a book and he comes in and turns on the light. That's going to be problematic because now he's turning on the light for the Jew. That's going to be an Esser Malach. But if the essence of Malacha is done for himself, that's going to be Heter number one. Comes the Bear Alacha very beautifully. He has a case that's not so common as we can apply it to a very common case. Dibar Masa Litzarko. Says the Bear Alacha over here, four lines on. Kotav Eli Rabu. And five lines from the bottom of page 110 in the Bear Alacha. Kotav Eli Rabu. Ein Yehudish Ratz Lataki Nir Shei Yisrael. The guy sees that the Nir of the Jew is not so good. It's lit, but it's not doing so well. What happens? Ailim Chota Psila, and he's going to play around with the psila. V'nichba b'yad. And when the goy is trying to fix the candle by accident, he puts out the candle. Okay? He puts out the candle. So now there's no light. So what is the goy going to do? Obviously, v'chazer v'liko. He doesn't want to get in trouble with the balai. So he goes ahead and relights the candle now. Says the bir alacha nearly the mutter. It seems to me that it's going to be mutter. Then why? When he turns back on the light, he's doing it so that balabayas could see. Dizeh havi kemolit sarko. That's for the guy's sake. Why? Kevin shenich bebiyado, since he put it out, since he extinguished the flame. Therefore, when he turns it back on, he's doing it for his own sake. You can understand this in two ways. Either he's doing it for his own sake, so because he wants to fix the candle, it's for him. He wants, or more so, because he's going to get in trouble. Okay? He's going to trouble. He put out the candle, he's turning on, so the Baal Bais isn't getting angry at him. Okay, therefore you can learn from over here. If a guy goes ahead and goes to your bathroom and turns off the light when he's done, he says, whoops, it's Shabbos, he goes and turns it back on. Even though he's not going to use the bathroom light anymore, you're going to use the bathroom light, it's going to be mutter to use that light. Why? Because when he turns it back on, he's doing it for his own sake, so he doesn't get in trouble, he doesn't get upset, the Baal Bais doesn't get upset with him when he turns it back on. So based on that berlocha, that's an important kula over here. So we have the first category of kula is when it's litzarka. When it's litzarka, the guy, a Jew is allowed to get hanah from it. Okay, that's off then. Oh, goes on the mechaber. Aval yimnidik litzarko. Oh, litzarech chola Yisrael afilei mosakana. The second heter over here is if he's doing the malacha for a chola she'ein bosakana, not a chola she'esh bosakana. Chola she'esh bosakana, even a Jew is allowed to do malacha. Over here, we mat chazal mattered a guy to do malacha for a chola she'ein bosakana. So someone's in your house who's a chola, especially if a child, even if a child's a little bit sick, we consider it generally a child, generally, even if he's not sick, a chola she'ein bosakana. Okay? Therefore, you're allowed to ask. Not only here's talking about the hana, but we allow you even to ask the guy to do malacha for a chola she'ein bosakana. So let's say you don't have a prescription. You're not a chola she'ein bosakana. He needs a prescription, he forgot to fill it before Shabbos, or the doctor on Shabbos sees him and he says, oh, he should get this medicine. You can't get to the pharmacy, but you can ask a guy to go to the pharmacy for you, fill the prescription on Shabbos. Why? Because he's doing it for a chola she'ein bosakana. That's going to be heter number two. If the guy is doing it for a chola, then it is going to be mut. Okay? As I pointed out before, the Beralacha points out over here, ein bosakana. Bottom of the page, he says, ubi yesh bosakana, fi chola she'esh bosakana, afilu hidlik Yisrael bishvila. Even if a Jew does the malach, he turns on the light for a chola she'esh bosakana, mutter la kol ishtamish la'oru. Everyone can go ahead and benefit from the light, even though it's much worse when Jew does malach in general. Over here is going to be mutter, dinir la'echa nir lamea. The point over here is, what does it mean, dinir la'echa nir lamea? Sometimes we make a gezer. Let's say a chol is a chol in the bite and someone has to cook for the chol. Okay? Even a chol is she'esh bosakana. If a Jew goes out and cooks for him, which he's allowed to, another Jew is not allowed to eat from that food. Why? Because we're afraid he's going to add some more cholent meat into the cholent in order that the other people will benefit. Once I'm cooking for the chol, I'll cook for the other people in the house. So gezer shema yarbe bishvilo, we don't allow it. Over here it says the Bir Alacha, and this applies to the guy also. Near ech, lecha, near lemea. You turn on one light, that works for one person, that works for 100 people. You don't need, okay, you know, that one light is going to be enough. And we don't have to make a gezerah that you're going to go ahead and turn on more lights and stuff like that. One maisa malacha over here is good enough for 100 people. There's no reason to make a gezerah over here. Near le'echad, near lemea. Okay, so that is the second heter over here, which then goes on over here, the Ramah. Says over here, It fills in the same category. Automatically, ketanim have a din of a choloshein bo sakana. Tzorach of a katan, a choloshein. Therefore, it could be if a child has a certain diet. He's used to a certain food and he can't get it. Could be, you could ask a goy to go to the supermarket and get you that food for the katan, because the katan's tzorachim, the needs of a katan is like a katan, a choloshein bo sakana. And therefore, that is what we call heter number three over here. We have litzarko for the tzarach of the guy, a tzarach of a choloshein bo sakana, and now we have any type of a tzarach of a ktanim is also considered a choloshein bo sakana, and therefore it's going to be mutter to go ahead and enyus. Viter in the mechaber. Okay, he says mutter li Yisrael bishtam l'shoro. For all these cases, it's not only mutter for the chol, it's mutter of kol Yisrael to go ahead and get malach and get enough from it. Sivkot and Zayin says the Mishnah Berurah over the chol Yisrael. Dilo shaya kan gezera shemay yomer lo lahadik bishvil chol. Shem mutter lo af le lomer lo af lichatchil. We have a gezera. He might ask you come to do it. Because in all these games, you're allowed to ask him for a chol. You're allowed to ask him to do it for you. So there's no reason to make a gezera. So if the guy does it on his own, there's no reason why you cannot get benefit from this milach. Okay, fine. Says the mechaber in the hamshach. V'hu adin la'osa medura litzarko litzarachola. Even he makes a medura bonfire litzarko for his own sake, or litzarachola, you could go ahead and make a, you could go ahead and get benefit from it. However, v'yesh osi medura, there are those who aser by a medura, mishum de gezer neshama yarbe bishul. Over here, the more fire over here, the more warmth it's producing, maybe you're gonna add more wood for the people that are not sick. And for not for just the ketanim, and therefore, if it's gonna be a medura, there are those who say it is going to be awesome. The Ramah adds in, Neil. Im asa einu Yehuda bebeis Yisrael midaito, eina Yisrael tzarech latzeis afal pishenana mina nero minu dora. Going back to the original din, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you. You're not allowed to benefit from the guy doing malacha for you. But once if a guy comes into your house and turns on the lights, what do I have to do? I have to go to a neighbor's house for the Shabbos. Comes the Rama and tells you no. If the guy does it on his own fruition, if you ask him for it, much worse. But if the guy goes and does this, starts doing malacha in your house, you didn't ask your permission. And you're not really allowed to get enough from that, you know? But we don't make you leave your house. Okay? You try and get the least benefit from it as possible, but you do not have to leave your house if the guy says that does it. See, Kotin Yanal says he must. And this is only after the guy already did. He did malacha for you. You don't have to leave your house yet. What's he supposed to do? The guy can't ask for my house on me. We do not make people leave their house because of this. But you have to tell the guy, no, don't do this ever again. Okay, don't do malach in my house. Please don't do this. But more than that, if you see a guy in your house ready to do malacha for you and you don't want him to do it, he's not supposed to. It's not a case of one of that tear. The guy's about to do malacha for you, you have to protest against him. No, don't do that. And even if the guy does not listen to you, says the Rav Moshe Bro, three lines down, he doesn't listen, he knows you really could benefit from it, therefore he knows what you're telling him no, it really means yes, he thinks, and therefore he's going to not listen, he's going to do it bal korcho, the garsh will be basically, you have to kick him out of your house, because it's going to look like you're sending him as a shliach to do malacha for you, and that's a chilul Hashem, and since he is in the house of a Jew, you're not allowed to have him do malacha. Obviously, we're talking over here where you don't have one of that terim. If you have one of that terim that we've already spoken about, or one of that terim that we will speak about in the future, obviously you don't have, then you aren't going to have to protest against it. But if a guy is going to malacha, not only can't you benefit it, but you should stop him from doing the malacha, because you don't have a heter to get benefit from it. Ad kan for today.